Let's discuss Tfilas Kelim for electrical devices. We all know there's a, according to most Rishonim, that Tfilas Kelim is a mitzvah min haTorah. It's a biblical mitzvah to be tovel, immerse your vessels, your Kelim, in a mikvah. It has nothing to do with kosher per se. We're talking about new Kelim. It hasn't been used yet. There's a different halacha of heksher kelim, that when your kli becomes treif, you have to kasher it. Here we're not talking, we're talking about a new kli. It hasn't been used, so the halacha is, if it's, if you acquire it from a Gentile, it's not Jewish made, it's not Jewish involvement, and one is chayev in tvila. And one of the reasons given is the famous Yerushalmi at the end of Avodah Zarah, and the Beis Yosef quotes this Yerushalmi that talks about Tfilas Kelim. It's to take you from a status. This like there's a concept of Geirus. When a Gentile converts to Judaism, he has to go to the mikvah. You go from Tuma to Tara, so to speak. So too, over here, you want to elevate the tefillah of the Kli from non-Jewish ownership to Jewish ownership. Hence, you go to the, you do tefillah tkeim. So we see there's a connection with Tuma and Tara. And to the poskim connected, because we have a general halacha as well, that in order to be a kli, it can't be mechubar lakarka. If it's asu lishtamesh im harkarka, so then many poskim say it doesn't require tvila, since it's not able to become tummy. That's the general assumption, that things mechuba lekarka cannot be mekabel tuma. Therefore, electrical appliances, the only way they work is when they're attached to, into the socket, into the ground, into the wall. So therefore, perhaps they have a status of asoy l'shamesh im harkarka. And that's the famous opinion of the Chelkas Yaakov. The Chelkas Yaakov, in one of his tshuvas, he actually is talking about an immersion heater, basically a piece of metal attached to a wire that plugs into the wall. So obviously when it's connected, the metal heats up and makes the water hot, boils the water. So clearly this piece has no purpose unless it's connected to the outlet. And therefore, it'd be considered like something which is mechubar lekarka, kli lishamesh im hakarka, and therefore it would be pater. So that's the famous true of the Chelkas Yaakov, and some poskim like it, some don't. I think they say Rav David Cohen. He says one can rely on it. If one doesn't want to rely on it, you don't have to, but one can rely on it, and other poskim as well. Because the Chokhmas Adam, other poskim don't like, in other words, it depends on what the kli is. In other words, I think the Chokhmas Adam gets into the issue, it's true. Let's assume it's even true, the assumption, that it's something that only works when it's connected. Maybe that's also Lishtam Bishma Karpa. Let's say you could use it when it's not connected. Then the question is, let's say a kettle or an urn. I mean, you could still put water in it, and it won't get hot. So is that considered, would that make it not a klisha shtamish in my karka? In other words, that's part of the debate. So the Chelkas Yaakov, even though in other tshuvas wavers on the issue, but based on other factors, he ends up being mako anyway. But he's talking about his case. So the bottom line is, one leniency not to do tefillas kelim on electrical devices is the famous tshuva of the Chelkas Yaakov. Of course, the point being is, number one, so according to the Chelkas Yaakov, if you assume that an electrical appliance is a dinam chobar karka, okay, so then there's nothing to talk about. You're not chayiv in tefila. And the discussion, of course, the whole discussion is assuming that you can't, well, according to the Chelkas Yaakov, then even if you could tovel it, you wouldn't have to. Assuming you don't have to deal with the breaking and all the other issues. However, others suggest a different hetzer. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo, another poskim as well, they say there's a different kula. The kula is based on the Ramah. The Ramah writes that an item, a kli, which is owned by a Jew and a non-Jew in Shutfis, does not require tefillah. So that's what the Ramah writes. If there's a partnership, and in fact that's one of the Heterim people bring down, is that's when we had COVID-19, or you're in a situation where you can't get to the mikvah, whatever the scenario is, so then they discuss doing a partnership with a guy. In other words, that's, I think, if a body says you picked up the coin, he takes the coin, you know, you give him the quarter, whatever it is, he picks it up and you say you're giving him whatever, whether it's 1% ownership, 5%, whatever halacha requires that makes it a shutfis, that's what you do. To some point that in general, that's a eitzah when you, in a situation where you can't be tovo. But here the Ramah's writing this, not that's just, that is, you're not creating that situation, it's already there. The Ramah's case is, but that's what it's based on. The Ramah says if something is owned by a Jew and a non-Jew, it doesn't require tefillah. So therefore, in a situation where you can't be tovo something, you couldn't get to the tefillah's kelim mikvah, and you couldn't get to the oceans or perhaps lakes, maybe if you're Ashkenaz, so then you could rely on it by being meshutta with the guy. Of course, the issue was during COVID, getting social distancing and coming in contact with one. That was, but that's just a technical problem. As others suggested, another reason was, as well as here, when, so therefore you could buy a, see, some could suggest to buy an electrical appliance, so then you should just be mishatev with the guy, so therefore mamanashak, you definitely putter. Or, as well, see, that's not what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, but that's what we'll get to in a minute. Or, others suggested by the Tfilas Kalim that the issue was hefker, that if you make it, if you mafker it, it no longer belongs to you, so therefore, then you could koner, you know, you buy it from hefker. And therefore, it doesn't require, it wouldn't require a tefillas kelim. And again, the problem with that is you have to actually have in mind that you really are going to mafker it, and you have to do it in front of a beis din, and people have to see it there, and you have to be willing to give it up in theory. As well, and others point as well to today, everything, many things are very commercialized, so it's a company. So it's not really, the issue is buying from an individual guy. But if you're buying from a company, a corporation, so perhaps that doesn't fall under the category of something which is obligated in tefillas kelim. In fact, that was one of the heterim that they, I think they say the name of Rav Moshe, and it was Rav Nata Greenblatt from Memphis, who said in a case where, let's say, you have to eat in someone's house and you're not sure, or you're pretty sure that they didn't tova the kelim, so maybe another sniff to be maker would be is that since the kelim are from a corporation, therefore you don't have to tova them. In fact, some say based on this that you don't make a bracha on a keli that the corporation, because maybe it'll be a bracha of atala. But either way, we have the Chelkas Yaakov who says about something which is connected to the ground. Then we had the Ramos, said an item which is owned by a Jew and non-Jew is pater. And that's why, in general, people, when they, in a case where you can't be tovel, like during COVID-19 or other cases, you try to make a partnership with a guy, which might have been problematic during COVID, but if you could, or you'd be mafker, and if you have to, you could do it over Zoom, but you have to actually put it outside your house and people have to know about it, and you have to be willing to give it up, at least in theory. And then we have the heter of corporations, that maybe today maybe the kli is not chayev in tefillah because it's not considered buying it from a guy, it's buying it from a corporation. But getting back to the Ramah. So the Ramah writes that any object which is owned by a guy and a Jew together does not require tefillah. But what he doesn't give, the what's the reason for it? So people think that there it is because tefillah is not required until a Jew has to be in complete possession. It's not considered ownership until a Jew owns it. And therefore, that's why perhaps that could be true. That there's someone to think. However, the Shach and the Gra, they give you what the Isser of the Heter said. In other words, in the Darkei Moshe, says the source for the Ramah, what was said in the Ramah, is the lach of the Isser v'Heter. What does the Isser v'Heter actually say? So the Shach and the Gra say that if a Jew and a non-Jew are partners in a utensil, tevila is not required. Why? Because what's the gain of the tevila? If the purpose of the tevila is to turn it from a kli tame to a kli tar, like conversion, if the non-Jewish partnership will remain, because so the tumah is going to be in it. So there's no purpose in doing a tefillah, because you're not gaining anything. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach goes into greater detail, and he says the pshat and the Ramah, and what the Shach and the Gra are getting at is. Doesn't mean because the non-Jewish owner and therefore it's the tummy part. That's not why you can't be tovel. It might be true, but that's not what the main nikud is. As long as the non-Jew retains ownership, it's not feasible to do tefillah. Why? Because, as we said from the Yerushalmi, the tefillah has to complete the process of turning it from kedushas, from tamei to kedushas Israel. So therefore, he's just saying it's impossible to do it because there's no chiyah because of the ongoing Gentile ownership. So hadakasha waduchta, like, what do you mean? Okay. So we're assuming, because you can't, to the Ramah is saying, because you can't do tefillah, therefore it's not required. No. If you can't do tefillah, so why don't you say you can't use the utensil? How come we don't conclude that way? Why doesn't the Ramah conclude that way? In fact, I think it's the Beis Meir and others do disagree with the Ramah. Maybe say you can't use it. However, the Ramah is the accepted normative halacha, so therefore we're back to our question. So, why can't I? If I can't be tovel it, then I shouldn't be able to use it. So, what's the answer? So, basically, Rosh Shlomo Zalman explains that really, even though there's a mitzvah min haTorah of tfilas kelim on, let's say, metal kelim, however, the iser to eat on kelim which haven't been immersed, haven't been told, but that's only an iser drabanan, because they wanted to encourage people to make sure they tovel the dishes, so they wanted to put some teeth to the gzera, so they made an iser drabanan. So let's say, however, and in other words, we're saying tefilas kelim is deraisa, but the eating off a dish that wasn't tovel is only it's a drabbanon, like the like the Mefarshim explain, let's say you have a mitzvah of Kisoy Hadam. They have a mitzvah to cover up the blood, but let's say you don't do it. It's still a mitzvah min HaTorah, but still doesn't mean that you can't eat the food. In other words, you could still be mevatel mitzvah aseh, but on the other hand, you could still use it. So that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say, and others, that since, if you assume it's impossible, just like what the Rebbe Rama means, it's impossible to be tovel. So therefore, it's only an Issur Drabanan to eat. So the Issur Drabanan only applies when you have a mitzvah that raises to be tovel. If there's no mitzvah, if you can't be tovel, that means it's not that a mitzvah and the mitzvah is on you. The mitzvah of Tzivos Kayim was only put on in a situation where you can be tovel it. So therefore, you're not being mavato any mitzvah saseh. The Issur Drabanan is based on the mitzvah daraisa, and therefore, since there's no mitzvah daraisa, there also is no Issur Drabanan to eat from it. So when you have partnership, and since you can't do tefillah, they compare the partnership of a non-Jew, you can't do tefillah because of you can't expunge the tumas. So too, you can't be tovel the electrical appliance either. Because you're going to break the kli. So therefore, what basically saying is, if it's impossible, if you can't be tovel the item, either like the Rama saying because it's in shutfis, or because it's physically and not impossible to do, therefore the Issur Drabanan falls off as well. So we had the heter of the Chelkas Yaakov that doesn't even require it because it's Mechurba Lakarka. You have the Rama about shutfis with a guy, shushvid with a guy is putter, you don't need tefillah, so therefore some say this mishatev with a guy. Others say make it hefker. Others say maybe you can rely on that, plus the fact that it's commercial, so it's maybe there's no chiyav tefillah. And Rav Shlomo Zalman compares the electrical appliances to the case of shushvid. In both cases, it's the possibility to be tovel. So it's in a case when it's impossible both to be tovel, so too there is no Issur Drabanan as well. And therefore, for those who want to be lenient on electrical appliances, those are the possible hetim. There are those who claim that no. Like, what do you mean? You have on both sides. It's machlokes and metzias. And maybe it's different. Maybe different kelim are different, but others claim, no, it's no big deal. You could definitely do it. Just have it sit out for a week, 24 hours. And others feel, no, the risk of breaking it, maybe the danger of plugging it in while everything's wet. So, yesh v'yesh, but for those who are meiko, yeah, that's what the leniency is based on, either the Chelkas Yaakov, Rav Shlomo Zalman, or you could be meshutav with a guy, or Meshutav with the guy, or Hefker. Those are things to try to do those are assuming you can't tovel it. So then if you can't tovel it, so then you say you should get into parshim with the guy, or you should be mafker it. And those, and then also relying perhaps on commercial use. These are some of the leniencies in terms for those who do not tovel electrical appliances.